So I was taken to Bombay. I was in Bombay, then rejoined Persian school. And I was there for Bombay for 7 years. From 1928, it was 1928, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 34, 6 years. For 6 years, I was in Bombay. I finished my Persian school. I did not go to English school. And then I joined business. I took a shop on lease. I got motorcycle. I learned motorcycle. I learned driving car. I got license. Then one day, I was at Mazagon working in a shop as a cashier, manager, come cashier in a shop. So what happened? I felt my heart goes to Meher Baba. I think Meher Baba all the time. Finally, secretly, I made arrangement outside. And one night, I took few clothes in a bundle and got into the bus, came to Pune. I knew for coming to Mehrabad, I have to come to Pune. Change the bus to Ahmednagar, then come to Mehrabad. I did this. I came to Mehrabad. I taught the same school, ashram, Meher Baba is there, but they were all dilapidated. No one was there because Baba was still at Nasik. So I went to Nasik. I took another bus. 2-3 days in the journey. No proper food, no proper sleep. But I went to Nasik. Then, it's time now.
5 minutes to 12.
5 minutes to 12?
Yes.
What should be done, Peter?
I don't know when Mera is coming.
Yes, I think Mera is not coming so soon. So anyhow, we are sitting here talk. The moment she comes, I will stop, finish. It is so simple.
I'm just setting up the film so I'm ready.
All right, you set it up. You do your work, I do my work. So what happened? I went to Nasik. They told me it is in Trimbak Road, Sarosh Motorwar, Trimbak Road. I took a tanga from bus stand. I took a tanga and went there. Now, I was so tired, not proper sleep for so many nights and days. I inquired about Meher Baba. So someone from the office said, told me that Meher Baba has gone out. He may come in one or two hours. So I found a body of the bus, empty bus, you know, they come for repair. It was there. So I went inside and slept. After some time, someone knocking at the door. I came out like that. Now what I see, in a line, 5 or 6 persons are standing. And and Meher Baba is among them, but I could not recognize Meher Baba. Now I tell you how it happened. When I saw Meher Baba last, it was in this place, you know. Then in the meantime, Baba had gone to France, Italy, England, here, there. Baba cut the mustache short, and Baba was in a silken coat and trousers. And Baba had a hat on his head. Hair was inside the hat. Standing like this, you know. One was Dr. Abdul Ghani, the other was Khak Sahib, the other was Ramju, the other was Dr. Abdul Ghani, the other was Vishnu, the other was Rustam, and Meher Baba was among them. So Baba had not this bowl, Baba had not in his hand. At Meher Ashram, at my time, Baba would use this board freely. But at that time, this board was not in Baba's hand. Oh, it comes just like standing among them like that. So someone asked me, who are you? I said, my name is Ali Akbar. I have come from Bombay. Why you have come? I have come to see Meher Baba. Now Meher Baba is standing in front of me. I did not recognize him. So after that, one of them told me to sit. There was a bench. I sat on the bench. all of them went inside the office. Just within 1 minute or 2 minutes, Baba came out, hat off, hair here, and board in hand. Top! I fall down on his feet, down, here, on the mat, dust, not mat, dust, earth. So, someone took me up. I looked at Baba, I could not bear the look. His divinity, his glory, his light. Again down. Again someone took me up. It happened 3 times. Mm-hmm. So at the 3rd time, Baba told me, behave well. You listen to me what I tell you. So Baba told me, go back to Bombay now. Come back after 1 month. So, I said, all right, now I have to go. Right. So, anymore? No. So, Baba told Vishnu Master to take me in a restaurant. I went there and I ate food with Baba's money, and then Baba instructed Vishnu Master to take me to railway station, Nasik Road railway station, and he purchased the ticket. We went in Baba's car, he purchased the ticket with Baba's money for me to Bombay. Went to Bombay. Now I thought I have to come back 1 month. So I did not go to my original workshop. I had not told the owner of the shop that I will go to Mehr Baba, nothing. 9 o'clock, my duty finished, I went, sat in a bus and came to Pune. So no one knew where Ala Baba was, so I did not want to involve myself there. Sorry. So I stayed with my one friend. I thought I will spend little money. 1 month will pass, just 4 weeks, and after that I have to go to Mehr Baba. Just in 2 weeks, a letter came. Now, don't come to Nasik. Come when you are called, because Baba is going to Central India for his work. It was in letter, in Persian letter. So I did not come. So, at the same time, Baba turned his key. And I got a small shop of my own, partnership with other person, and I would do the business, run the business. It was at Kolaba. And it was a small tea shop, a small gala tea shop, just like, I think, up from here to here, and it was up to the chairs, this much. One gala, it was table, chairs, we would sell cigarettes, biscuits, aerated water, drinks, tea, all these things sell. So this shop would give 1 rupee profit, 2 rupee profit a day, 60 rupees a month. The rupees of those days were very strong. The rupees of nowadays is nothing, you know. Rupees in those is very strong. So, it happened that I went to Nasik to participate in Baba's historical, Baba's birthday at Nasik. The Nasik birthday, you must have seen in Baba's film. Very surprising. 15,000 people. 15,000. For 2 days, Baba would give this much grain, about this much grain, in a 2 or 3 hours cloth, coarse cloth, free of charge, to the needy. 15,000 came and took prasad from Baba. 4,000 persons sitting on the ground and eating on the, with the Americans, with the French people. They had not supplied fork or a spoon, and they did not know how to eat. They would like that. Some would like that. Because they were sitting on the table and with fork and knife and a spoon, they had taken their food, but now it is Baba was also there. Baba was sitting there, sitting down and on a leaf plate, eating that food. Same food for all, no special. So that was in 1937. I never saw Baba's birthday in such a way after that. There were other times also, but that was most grandiose, most, you know, big, most vast. All right. Then after that, I was sitting there and bhajan was going on. Bhajan monk was singing this, that, and I became fainted. Then someone took me to other room. Then Baba told me, I was called to Baba, and I went to Baba. Then Baba told me, you come to see me. Baba asked me, what you are doing now? I said, Baba, there is a small shop with partnership with other person. We run a shop. Baba said, good, good. Do this. All through alphabet, not through mouth. Baba told me, come to see me once a month. That too, first of every month. Me either Nasik or Rauri or Mehrabad. You will be informed 1 week before that. So it was mostly Rauri. So I went to see Baba. One day, Baba of his own asked me, what is your income? Now this was in 1939, 40. German war had started. It was 1940s. German war started in Europe. So Baba asked me, what is your income? I said, Baba, 2 rupees a day, 60 rupees a month. Baba said, from now, your income will be increased. Baba said, very simply, without cost, without anything. Yes, Baba said simply. So I went to Bombay. At the end of the month, I counted the cash. It was 30 rupees increased. Next month, 50 rupees increased. Other month, 40 rupees increased. The shop, which would give us 60 rupees a month, shot up to 1,300 rupees a month. You know, it was ample money. 1,300 rupees of the 1941. Woo! Things were very, very cheap. One bag of sugar, 100 kilos of sugar, 22 rupees. 1 kilo of tea, less than a rupee. See? Less than a rupee. One full bag of Wallace meal, flour meal, wheat flour, Wallace flour meals, wheat flour, big sack, 10 rupees. With that money, 1,300 rupees income. Just Baba said, and it happened. The thing happened like that. So much customers would come, would rush to us to take our tea, that we could not manage them. They would form line to take our tea. Then we felt this space is not enough. So we got another gala and broke the wall and brought new chairs, new tables. We engaged a strong man to make tea and all this. See. Baba, even now, even now, right now. Baba is not in body, but he is God pervading everywhere. What we say of him, he knows. What we think of him, he knows. If we do a little wrong, he knows. Baba appears in my dream and corrects me. Baba appears in my dream, corrects me. Off and on. I think very much of Baba Sahib, not to make any mistake. One time what it happened? They bring biscuit to me, cream biscuit, this type of biscuit, that type of biscuit, and I keep this stock to be distributed here with tea time. So one time it happened that I took one and ate. Then I took other and ate. So I started eating. So if you eat one or two, never mind. Baba doesn't mind. But the biscuit is not to fill the stomach with. The stomach should be filled with bread or rice. Biscuit is just for the tea and for you all, not for Aloba alone. So Baba did not like my behavior. So one time I saw a dream. What I saw in a dream, as if I'm in a garden. That garden belongs to me. And that garden had ample trees full of mango, and the mangoes were ripe, nice mango. And about one outside person had come into my garden and plucking mangoes. I became angry on the man. I said, on what account you entered my garden? Is this your father's and this and that? I became angry on this and that. And by that time, I awoke. Then in the morning I thought, what is this? Baba put in my mind that this biscuit does not belong to you. It belongs to all. From that day I stopped. Even now I take one biscuit, not more. As others take, I take one. So I want to tell you that Baba's divinity, Baba's godhood and Baba's nazar is on everyone. It is not necessary that we go to Mehrabad at Baba's tomb and we are close to Baba. No, here Mehrabad or at your house or on Himalaya or Antarctica or South Pole, North Pole, anywhere you go, Baba is there. Can't escape his sight, his relentlessness. So then, in this way, I behave myself well. One time, what happened? Someone gave money on my birthday. I collected that. Some money from the sale of Persian books was with me. In all, 2,150 rupees was with me. And this money was secret. None of the mandali knew. Pendu, Iraj, no one knew. And I did not tell anyone. I was thinking what to do with this money. If I keep it in the bank, it will be interest, with interest become increased. Oh, thank you. With the increase, it will come more money. But I thought if I put it into the bank secretly, then somehow someone will come to know, and it is not proper. So the money was with me, I was thinking of him. See, Baba is that if we think of anything, we are worshipping that thing. If I had a wife, I had a child, alright. If I love that child too much, it would trespass Baba's love. Baba has given me the child, all right. Don't worship it. Worship him, think of him. So Baba did not like my behavior of thinking that money all the time. So one night, I saw a dream. In front of the gate, Bo was standing here. I was standing here, Kakabari was standing. Three of us. Bo looked at me and said, "You have 2,000 rupees, give to Kakabari. All, it is all a dream." So I said, "All right, Baba." Then I came to my room, opened the box, took out the money, wanted to give to Kakabaria. Kakabaria said, why you expedite? Why you make delay? I said, "I am counting, I gave you." So I gave it. In the dream, huh? Then, after finishing that, Baba looked at the window inside and told me, "Have you finished? Make like that now." "Is that finished?" I said, "Yes, Baba." I gave to Kaka. Then Baba came that way, and there was a cycle kept there, cycle. And Baba sat on the cycle and went that way towards the gate, towards the water reservoir, to the main road. I did not say anything like that. Then, after seeing the street at 4 o'clock, I awoke. I took out my money and started counting. Now I count, there is 1,800 rupees. Whereas Baba told me, give 2,000 rupees to Kakabaria. Now it's a problem created. What to be done about for the rest of money? So searching here, there, I found another purse. It contained 350 rupees in that. So I made 2,000 rupees abundant. At that time, Kakabaria was dead, and his grave was there. I brought the money and kept on the grave of Kakabaria. I told him, "Kaka, Baba told me give you the money. Now this is the money, 2,000 rupees. But you are sleeping inside. If I keep it here and go, other person will take it. So it is not to me, not to me." So this money created a problem for me. What to do? Then something came to my mind that two things should be done with this money. Either to be handed over to Dr. Goa to be used as for Nerada household, or to buy one almira and buy all Baba books and open a library for those who come to Nerabad to read the books.
Can I interrupt for a second to make an announcement? Mera, it will not be coming over this morning, but instead the singing program that had been scheduled for here will be on Mera's porch in a few minutes.
You mean? Okay. 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay. Now you see the watch, I'm telling you after 5 minutes. One of you see. And they have to sign 5 minutes. Is the light there? Is the light?
No light.
Oh. The power's off.
All right, never mind. Anyhow, never mind. Even you say 5 minutes, then I'll finish it 5 minutes. So what happened? What I was telling you?
2,000
rupees. Right, right there. So I went to Mehrabad and I put two sheets to Baba. In one sheet I wrote, "To be given to Dr. Goa for Mehrabad." This one sheet. The other thing, in the other sheet, to be used for library at Nerada, Baba's books at Nerada. So I put it there and took one. It came to be used for library at Nerada. So hurriedly I came to Adi's office and I kept 1,000 rupees at his desk. And I told Adi, "All the books, give me one copy of all the books." And I went to bazaar and I purchased one almira. It's still almira, just like this. And I brought, same day, 4 o'clock, library open. Books came from that side and almira came from this side. Within 24 hours of seeing the dream, library open. Utar Mer Baba ki jai.